Talk Live. We are inside the live Saturday edition of the program and also located in an unusual place. We're at the Nashua Crown Plaza Hotel in Nashua, New Hampshire for the 2012 edition of the Liberty Forum, and we've been to every other Liberty Forum prior to this, and they've all been great. They keep getting better year after year because more people keep coming, and of course the more minds you have in one place, the more networking occasions you have, the more interesting folks you get to meet, the more information can be transferred and ideas can be generated, and it's just always a good time to be around other like-minded, liberty-oriented people. And of course that's why people come here, is because they love freedom, and they've heard about the Free State Project, because the Free State Project is putting this event on, as they do every year. And not only that, they've heard about the Free State Project and they're interested because hundreds of people have made the move to New Hampshire to achieve liberty in our lifetime, to work for more freedom in our lifetime. And so it's so great to be part of a group of people that actually cares enough about freedom to do something about it, in many cases to to take a risk and to get it and put it on the line for liberty. And that's what some of these people are doing. And many of them are, a lot of people are again here in New Hampshire to consider a move as part of the Free State Project. We talk a lot about it. You can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about what they're up to. Let's go to the phones here and to the fun. We'll talk to you about whatever's on your mind, and we'll also talk to some special guests here throughout the evening. We've got Dave listening in Eureka to KGOE out on the West Coast. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello there.
Hi, Ian and Mark. I very much love your show. I do find you people to be honestly open to discussing a variety of points of view.
Indeed, sir.
Most valuable. One thing I'd love to see you ponder more, it's troubling me very much, and that is how in a democracy do this 1% of corporate, greedy, special interest, billionaire types gain an equality or majority control with the 99% of people who are, well, largely struggling and having a hard time making it. How does that happen? I got a theory, but I throw it out because I'd like to hear if others have a similar or...
Well, it's, to me, it's a simple answer. I mean, power is very attractive to people that, certain people that are seeking it. And there's a certain economic factor.
And money's attractive to people with power.
Right, and so
you're not attractive to either of them.
Well, and these people, you know, they work together. They're very interested in working together, the corporations
sure
and the government, to help scratch each other's back and to oppress the little guy. And, you know, despite the overwhelming numbers of the little guy, ultimately the little guy isn't willing to do anything about it. We were talking with Carlos Miller from CarlosMiller.com about this earlier tonight. Most people are doing, you know, if a cop tells you to do something, you'll do it. Most people will do it without question. And if people question, then the cops get a little upset about that. And if people refuse, then the cops and the system gets very upset about that. And so if more people were to actually stand up to these so-called authorities, if more people were to say no when they were told to pay a tax or to obey some controlling law that some, these arbitrary people have put into effect, then all of a sudden they wouldn't have any power anymore. So really it has to do with the nature, in my opinion, of people and how we're easily, for the most part, people are easily pushed around, just like sheep. And so really the reason why we have what we have, the situation that we have that you're describing, Dave, is because of the collective consciousness that is between all of us, that ultimately, even though I may be willing to disobey, and I have, and I've gone to jail for it, and others, like Carlos Miller and other folks, have been, you know, willing to stand up and willing to be put behind bars, most people are not. The supermajority of people are not. They're not willing to take any risks. They are very comfortable. They've got a nice life. We've got air conditioning. We've got heat. We've got television. We've got all kinds of wonderful conveniences. And so why rock the boat? Why tip over the apple cart, so to speak? I mean, we're only losing a little bit of freedom at a time, and most people are generally free. They can still walk out their front door, decide which way to go, and what to do generally with their day. So they don't really consider it too much of an infringement. When other people are arrested, they can tell themselves a story about how, well, it's only happening to those people, so I don't have to worry about it. But that takes us back to the 1940s and the old Pastor Martin Niemöller quote, the poem that he wrote about it. You know, first they came after the communists, and I wasn't a communist, so I didn't stand up. Then they came after the trade unionists, and I wasn't a trade unionist, and so on and so forth. And then, you know, once they came after me, there was no one left to stand up for me. What do you think about that, Dave?
Well, I'm going to share, if you were open to it, my own theory. And I believe this. I think that our electronic technology has run way ahead of us, and it's really hard to know what's going on, but I do believe that those who are in positions of power can and do invade our systems. They can get into our internet and play games. They can monitor our telephones wherever they choose. More specifically, they can jump into electronic voting apparatus and decide how you should have voted, not how you did vote. I think that's happening to us big time.
Dave, you can't blame technology, though, because those technologies have only existed recently, and before that, people were allowing themselves to be oppressed for a long time. So really, it's the nature of humans. I thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you, as always. In fact, we've got a special guest that's going to be able to comment on this topic here, 855-450-FREE. Mark, will you introduce her?
Yeah, Sharon Presley. Sharon, your PhD?
You got to get right close
right,
in
right
as close, close as possible on that microphone. We're here at the Liberty Forum.
In social psychology.
Now, you actually studied with Stanley Milgram?
Yes, I did. He was my dissertation chairman.
And that kind of speaks to this whole subject of power that we were just talking
about with
the caller.
Well, tell me about, don't just reference Stanley Milgram. Let's get a brief summary of who he was and what the experiment was, the ultimate most famous.
He did the single most famous experiment possibly in all of psychology, but certainly social psychology. I like to refer to it as the Yale shock experiment. When he asked the subjects of the experiment, it was billed as an experiment on learning, the effect of punishment on learning. And when the actual subject because it's a complex experiment.
Well, they were matching things, were they not? And
yeah,
they got it wrong.
Okay, when the person in the other room, who the real subject thought was also a subject but was a Confederate, was supposed to remember a series of word pairs, and every time he made a mistake, he was supposed to get a shock. Unknown to the real subject who was sitting in front of this shock board with toggle switches, mm-hmm. The person in the other room was Confederate and he wasn't really being shocked. The real purpose of the experiment was to see how far people would go before they would stop and say, this is nuts, I don't want any part of it.
And under what circumstances would they stop? And, you know, when someone told them in a lab coat to keep going, would they continue? Milgram was shocked by the results of this study, was he not?
Yes, he was. He wasn't expecting the result. That is, in a baseline experiment, 65% of the subjects went clear to the end where the shock board was labeled danger, severe shock, 450 volts.
But, like, they had reason to believe this could kill someone, I mean, in theory.
Yes, they did.
And this was just an experiment they were taking part in, and they went, you're saying 60%+ went all the way to the end of this board.
That's right.
Now, I've heard that when folks, when they were given the final order, which is you must continue or something like that, that at that point that they would pull back, that they believed in authority up to the point that the authority was really hammering down.
It would only have been a few of them, Mark, because most of them
right.
went away.
Okay. No, when the guy in the lab coat said the experiment must continue.
Okay.
65% kept on right on going. Even when the guy in the other room was screaming, I want to stop.
Okay.
They kept going.
What you're referring to, Mark, is probably the people that didn't keep going all the way.
Okay.
At what point did they stop? Right.
Well, I've got an expert here. I wanted to ask the question.
Yeah. So that's fascinating that you were connected with Milgram and went to school there. You've read the book. And this is very interesting to something we talk about a lot on Free Talk Live. It's called Standing Up to Experts and Authorities. And I'd like to talk to you more about that. Can you stick with us to discuss your book? Because I think that's a topic I think Americans need to hear and people around the world need to hear more about. And they need to see examples of it. And we certainly provide plenty of those here in New Hampshire with so many great activists who are willing to stand up, who are willing to say no, who are willing to disobey, willing to non-cooperate. These are the keys, in my opinion, to achieving liberty in our lifetime. You will not get free by begging. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Where do you want to go today? It's the 1,000 Places Travel Minute with Patricia Schultz, renowned travel expert and author of the number one New York Times bestseller, 1,000 Places to See Before You Die, with one more place to add to your traveler's life list.
Italy's Amalfi Coast is one of my 1,000 places to see before you die. The stunningly beautiful Amalfi Drive is a 30-mile stretch of hairpin curves that unfurls between Amalfi and Sorrento in southern Italy. One of those towns is tiny, picturesque Amalfi. Once the heart of a powerful maritime republic as early as the 9th century, a hint of the East shows up in its Duomo di Sant'Andrea, simply called Il Duomo. Other places that beg you to linger are Ravello, perched 1,000 feet above Amalfi and aptly described as the place where poets go to die. The hazy outline of Mount Vesuvius dominates the view from clifftop Sorrento, favored among 19th century British travelers for its mild winters.
For more tips and information on the very best places to visit on your travels, please visit Patricia Schultz at 1000places.com. Do you know over 6 million people a year visit the Eiffel Tower? What you may not know is that just around the corner is a hidden cafe with the best croissants in Paris. When you travel with Trafalgar, you'll travel with an insider who will show you must-see sights and share unique experiences. So call 1-866-544-4434 today for a free brochure or visit us at trafalgar.com. See the world from the inside with Trafalgar.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live, you can can bring up anything that you'd like here at 855-453. It's an unusual edition of the Saturday Live program that we normally do. Normally, we're just in our studios or the LRN.FM studios and producing our show from there, and that's how we do it every weekend, except for twice a year, or two Saturdays per year, when we are out at two very special events. One of them, the Liberty Forum. That's where we are this year, also at this time of year, and then later this summer, we will be, or early in the summer, we will be at the 2012 Porcupine Freedom Festival. Both are great times where liberty-minded people get together and enjoy each other's company and you know, trade ideas and party and have panel discussions and speeches and dinners, and it's just a blast. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum to learn more about that.
If you've ever been the victim of an injustice and then decided to do nothing about it because attorneys just cost too much, jurisdictionary.com is a course for you. It's a course for people who don't have attorneys. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. You need to know how to make objections, motion the court. If you don't know these things, you're fighting in the dark, your hands are tied behind your back, and you're gonna lose. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. Costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and the 4-CD course is so easy the average 8th grader can learn it in a weekend. You can visit jurisdictionary.com. They've got all kinds of free tools to help you out. It's a free weekly tips and tactics newsletter, free legal flowchart. There's a legal dictionary there, videos to watch. When you buy the course at jurisdictionary.com, be sure to use the pull-down menu to check them out when you check out and let them know that you heard it from Free Talk Live. It's jurisdictionary.com.
We're talking with Sharon Presley, and she's somebody who has a lot of experience in the world of so-called authority. And I like putting so-called in front of it because these are just human beings, and they deem to be in charge of the rest of us, but I didn't vote for them. I don't give them consent to tell me what to do and how to live. I'm not harming anybody, so as far as I'm concerned, I should be left alone. Sharon, again, sit right on in close there and tell me why you wrote this book, Standing Up to Experts and Authorities, because I think this is very, I mean, obviously I haven't read the book yet. This is the first I've heard of it tonight, but it looks great. I support this topic 100%. It's one of the things I advocate most firmly, that everyone should non-cooperate to some extent. You don't have to go all the way, jump in the deep end of the pool, and go with complete civil disobedience, non-cooperation at all times. But just here and there, when you can say no, stand up and say no. It really feels good, first of all, to do it. And, you know, you're recovering some of your self-respect. But also, it can help put these people that would call themselves authorities in check and let them know that we're not going to take it anymore. Peacefully, we're not going to take it anymore. So what inspired you to write this?
Well, I have been studying obedience and resistance to authority most of my life, and actually in a formal way as an academician. But I also believe in applying psychology to everyday life. And so this is an application of what I know about obedience and resistance to authority in a very practical setting, because the book is really about how to deal effectively with a wide range of experts and authorities, not simply the government, but also everything from physicians,
doctors, sure,
to lawyers, contractors, customer reps, professors, and the police. I have so because a lot of people don't really know how to do that effectively.
They don't teach this in government school. So how could they?
Why would they?
I certainly don't.
They punish you if you do this in government school, and they punish you in real life. You know, it says how to avoid being intimidated, manipulated, and abused. And I think that's generally, if more people stand up, we'll eventually avoid that. But what we've seen is that when people stand up, at least to the government guys, they do have a tendency to target you for a crackdown.
Well, I'm sure that's true. But even in less scary circumstances, or in circumstances where there really are no bad consequences to standing up, people will often go along with authority. They've been taught that's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
You obey authority. You don't question.
Otherwise, you're a bad person.
That's right. That's right. So a lot of people don't even realize that they can question authority or that they should. They accept what the doctor tells them. They accept what their teacher tells them, and they don't question
I think if someone shows them and sets an example, that really helps open their eyes to the idea that they can. Whether or not they will immediately is another question, but seeing other people do this is really important, don't you think?
Yes, I do. And in fact, the book is full of examples of real-life people who did stand up to an expert or authority in a variety and all these different areas.
What's a favorite example that, off the top of your head, you can share with us?
Well, one important was is dealing effectively with physicians. A lot of people don't do that. They just go in and accept whatever the physician tells them.
Because they're an expert. They're educated.
And I have an example of where that was a mistake to just go along. It's actually a story told to me by one of my students. Her grandmother had a foot problem, and the doctor told her that it was athlete's foot. And they believed her and didn't investigate any further. The foot kept getting worse. She finally had to go to the emergency room. It turned out to be diabetes, and they amputated one of her toes.
Wow.
And if it would have been caught earlier.
Right. If they had questioned when her foot kept getting worse, if they had sought out information, they would have quickly figured out that she had the symptoms of diabetes. I figured it out, and I'm not a medical doctor. So that was an example of failing to question and just accepting what the doctor said, and it resulted in her losing her toe.
So do you have techniques in this book on how to avoid being intimidated, manipulated, and abused?
That's mostly what the book is.
So can you share some of those techniques so we get some idea?
Yeah, one of the things that I suggest, the first thing I've already discussed a little, be prepared. Go do a little research before you go to the doctor or the lawyer or whatever it might be.
Sure.
If it's something that's where you're a little, maybe you're shy or non-assertive, bring an ally with you who can help speak for you. But you and psych yourself up to go in there confidently. Body language makes a difference. If you go in a different way with a different voice,
right,
you won't be taken as seriously. Take in a list of questions written out so you won't forget what you want to ask. And
practice makes perfect, by the way, on this one. I mean, there's always different things that you can do to tweak this and get better at it. But I think you're the great advice. And when it comes to the police, preparing yourself to be put in a cage is something that you have to prepare for as well. And also back yourself up with a video camera and have backup there as well. I mean,
that's right.
Having people on your side is just something that you can't duplicate. And that's so important. Go ahead.
I was going to say that actually made a difference in the Milgram experiment when there was someone else saying, no, I don't want to participate. The rate of obedience plummeted.
I believe it. It reminds me of the time when I crossed the street when the light wasn't telling me I could, and there was a group of people behind me standing and waiting, and they went as soon as I went. So it's that setting an example for people.
That's right.
Just takes a little bit of courage to do a little bit of non-cooperation. All of a sudden, we might have huge ripples in that pond. Hey, thanks, Sharon. Your website, by the way, standuptoauthorities.com, is where people can go to learn more about this book.
Yes.
StandUpToAuthorities.com. The book is Standing Up to Experts and Authorities by Sharon Presley, and you can also get it through Amazon. So you can go to shop.freetalklive.com, click in through Amazon there, and grab Standing Up to Experts and Authorities. Thanks for sitting in on Free Talk Live with us tonight. Really appreciate your time. There's more coming up. Your thoughts as well are welcome. 855-450-FREE.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options, or call toll free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP, your money, your treatment, your choice.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, SEAVEG.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and 3-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here live at the 2012 Liberty Forum in Nashville, New Hampshire at the Nashville Crown Plaza Hotel. So last night, it's been getting busier and busier throughout the forum. I think the most popular one thus far. They just keep getting better. All kinds of interesting guest speakers and opportunities to network with other like-minded, liberty-oriented people. We'll talk with some more of those interesting folks here in a moment.
You can get your liberty message out to thousands of people a month for fractions of a penny apiece. How do you get that kind of cheap advertising? Do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. They've got hundreds and hundreds of different Liberty sayings over there. You just go browse through all the Liberty stickers at LibertyStickers.com, and you'll find all the witty sayings. You can check them out. Let your voice be heard. It's LibertyStickers.com.
All right, and by the way, you can go to news.freetalklive.com. Get signed up there to follow our emailed updates or follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and be kept up to date with what's going on with Free Talk Live. Once again, that's news.freetalklive.com. Our number here, 855-453. You can still call in about anything that you'd like, although we've got interesting folks here in the studio with us all night, as we normally do from these events, because we're surrounded by folks. Normally it's not an interview show. We normally focus on issues and callers and what you want to discuss, but when we're surrounded by interesting people, it would behoove us to talk to them. So, sir, come on right up against that microphone there. It's Brett Markham is our next guest here. And Mark, you and I were so busy today. We were manning a table for for the Free State Project, what they call the Ambassador's Table. We're taking questions and signing people up for the Porcupine Freedom Festival, signing them up for the Free State Project, which, of course, you can do. You don't have to do it in person. You can go to freestateproject.org and learn more about it. If you love liberty and you love the ideas of getting together with other like-minded people who love freedom and are willing to do something about it, willing to stand up to the so-called authorities, as our last guest was suggesting, then you want to join the Free State Project, because it wasn't happening where I was living, and it's not happening anywhere else. In fact, Brett, my understanding is you are a Free State Project participant. Good evening.
Good evening. Yes, I've been a member of the Free State Project since before the first 1,000 people signed.
Excellent.
Wow.
And have been living in New Hampshire for a long time, and have enjoyed it.
Great. It has been great for us, too. And you're here. You were one of the speakers today. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to make it. As I said, we were manning a table. But what was it about? What were you talking with folks about today?
I was talking about the link between self-sufficiency and liberty, and specifically speaking about it with regard to food. There are a lot of places where, of course, self-sufficiency runs in tandem with liberty, because the degree to which you're independent is the degree to which you can be free.
Mm-hmm.
If you're dependent on others for something, that is the degree to which you've surrendered your own freedom.
Indeed. And it's pretty difficult to be a complete, you know, jack of all trades, to where we can all be so independent, which is nice. We have people who can specify, you know, specialize in different areas and help us with these tasks. But obviously, you're talking about maybe being more independent from the system?
More independent from a lot of things. When you talk about the base of Maslow's hierarchy of needs, you're talking about the things that you need to have before you can even begin to dream about things like freedom or liberty, things of this nature.
So like food and water.
Food, water, shelter, these sorts of things. If you have to address your needs at that basic level before you can move on to anything else. And the thing is, if you've already got those needs addressed, then you don't have to worry so much, for example, about aspects of the system such as your employer, who might fire you for your opinions, or things like that.
If you can take care of yourself absent the job, then it's not a big deal to stay where you are. A lot of people feel like they're locked in, like they're trapped. Well, I can't leave my job. I can't move to New Hampshire because I can't leave my job because I'll lose my health insurance coverage.
A dependent person is a servile person, right?
That's exactly it. And the degree to which you have this food self-sufficiency makes a big difference in your attitudes towards your willingness to take risks, your willingness to change employment, because you're already covering a substantial portion of your core needs at the base of Maslow's pyramid.
That's good stuff. Where can people learn more about what it is you're talking about?
They can go to markhamfarm.com.
Markham, can you spell it for me?
M-A-R-K-H-A-M. Farm, F-A-R-M, .com.
Now, what do you suggest to people to get their feet, dip their toe in the pool, as it were? What's the first thing they can do in this area?
Well, I've written a book about it, but they don't even have to use the book to get started. I'm not a salesman.
Okay. But they can get the book at markhamfarm.com.
Well, they can actually get the book from Amazon.
Okay.
Or from Barnes & Noble or any of the normal places that carry books.
Okay, great.
But I wrote a book about it called Mini Farming. And what they need to do is just get started with a single raised bed, or two raised beds, or three raised beds, and follow intensive agricultural methods, and start growing their own food. And I cover in the book also how to can, how to dehydrate, how to do all of these basic things that they need to do in order to be able to set that food aside so they have it after the summer months are over.
What kind of commitment time are we talking about for, you know, a couple of raised beds?
Almost nothing. When you first make them, because you double dig them,
yep,
you're investing time.
Yep.
But because you're using intensive agriculture, everything's right there. You see it right there.
You know, the funny thing is, Brian, I actually did this. Brett, excuse me. I actually got your book. I didn't realize that I had your book that you're sitting here. And so it's your double dig method that I used on my raised beds at my house.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding you.
How's it working?
You're absolutely right about the fact that you do the work up front, and then the soil remains fluffy and it, you know, it retains its nutrients and all those things, and it's fine. It's been working great.
So how much time does it take?
So my wife likes to fiddle with it, and she probably spends more time than she needs to, but I think you could do this on, you know, 45 minutes a week. Sound right?
Exactly. I designed the method with the idea in mind of trying to convince what I would call your average Joe, somebody who gets in the car, drives to work every day, drives home every day, and usually sits at home 5 hours a night in front of the television.
Watching TV. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's what he does. He watches TV. I want him to take away 20 minutes of his TV time on average a day and invest it in making his family self-sufficient so that he maybe doesn't have to work a few hours of overtime. He reclaims that part of his life so he can spend it building his family. He can spend it doing something else, starting another business that he wants to do. A million other things that he can do besides being subservient to an employer who thinks he should be a slave.
Sure. Well, when you are working for somebody else, taxes are paid on things, right?
Right.
And B, you've got also, you know, your employer's making money. Otherwise, your employer, if they weren't making money on you, wouldn't be employing you. So they're getting a portion of your wages. When you're spending your time on a garden of yours, all the produce is
all
your produce.
Yeah.
And all you have to do is have one of your own fresh tomatoes, and you'll be convinced. I mean, you know, for me, that's the very first place to start, is fresh tomatoes are so delicious. And, they're nothing like the red cardboard you get at the store. It's just a whole different thing. And, squash, so easy to make. You know, just pop them in, and then you've got squash for days. And now, what ways do you go about storing things like that?
It depends on the particular type of produce, of course. But you can store tomatoes. I usually make spaghetti sauce.
Yeah.
Because I happen to like spaghetti.
You can have a lot of tomatoes to make spaghetti sauce.
Yeah, but I grow a lot of tomatoes.
Yeah, and they're prolific. Yeah,
exactly. I just happen to grow indeterminate varieties so that I can put them on the back edge of a bed so that they don't take up that much space. But those, you can dehydrate them. You could freeze them. I tend not to. I tend to can them. Other types of things I'm more likely to freeze, such as broccoli. Because I think it tastes better frozen. It certainly is not good canned.
Okay. Yeah. This all seems like a great idea, especially for a family. I mean, to get involved in, get the kids involved, and have the whole family involved.
Couldn't be much more wholesome than that, right?
Right.
Well, and
a little family time.
Well, yeah. And speaking of wholesome, there's a huge difference in the nutritional value of what you grow versus what you buy. The typical, a person typically needs between 20 and 50 elements in their diet. And your typical factory farm type food that you buy at the supermarket only supplies as many as 13.
Hmm.
A lot of researchers are saying that one of the biggest causes of health problems that we have is lack of micronutrients in our food. When you grow your own food, it's going to be inherently much more healthful and a lot more fresh, which is also going to be more healthful.
How do you keep your soil full of these micronutrients?
Well, you practice sustainable methods,
okay,
which means you do composting, mm-hmm, which means that the micronutrients that have left the soil in the plant get returned in the plant. And so that makes a big difference right there. That those nutrients get held on to because you're using a biological matrix.
So you can learn more about this. You've got a book. It's called Mini Farming. Is that right?
Correct.
Mini Farming and MarkhamFarm.com, MarkhamFarm.com. You've got a blog there. Looks like some information available on the site. So go and check out more about Brett Markham. And thanks. Glad to know you're in New Hampshire. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE.
BePrepared.com is making deals because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. Stay tuned for a free offer from BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. Now, the sale items. Right now through February 29th, save 15% on canned bacon, 28% on a Working With Wheat combo, 28% on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated food, and more, all at BePrepared.com. Plus, order $75 or more and get a free $25 gift card by using promo code Genesis30 at checkout at BePrepared.com. Limit one per customer. This sale ends February 29th. Call 800-222-9596 and experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-222-9596. Hurry. Sale ends February 29th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared paired with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit. Delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com. Spelled FLOJAK.com. Be sure to spell FLOJAK.com or call 855-4-FLOJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We are here at the 2012 Liberty Forum. You can visit us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. You can dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website, of course, again, freetalklive.com, where you control the content. If you like, you can vote on different items on the site, submit your own to it. You find an article of some sort, or maybe a YouTube video that's interesting on the Internet. You share it on our site, share it as submitted as show prep. Other listeners then vote up or down whether or not they like or dislike your suggestion. And the most liked will make it to the front page in the top of the site over at freetalklive.com. So do head over there, get interactive. We've got all kinds of interesting people we're talking to tonight. Some of them are special guest speakers that have already spoken here at the Liberty Forum, maybe earlier today or yesterday. We've talked with Carlos Miller from the Photography Is Not a Crime blog, carlosmiller.com, and many other folks have joined us over the last few days. So if you've missed a moment of this Liberty Forum coverage, if you unfortunately weren't able to make it this year, well, Free Talk Live, we've been doing 3 hours a night of shows here the last few days. So please go to freetalklive.com. You can download as many of those as you would like and listen back and see some of the other things that have happened here. But Carla is with us. We've had Carlos on earlier, and we now have Carla on. And Carla, you are the president of the Free State Project at this moment in time.
Yes.
And pronounce your last name, Garicky?
Garicky. Doesn't really matter. It's Gerica. No one can Gerica. Say that.
So. I like that better. What is that, Carla? Gerica.
Yeah.
Gerica. Okay. Gerica. And where's that from?
Gerica. South Africa.
Okay. I like that. Okay. So you're on with us here, and it's always good to have you. Thanks for stepping away from whatever conversation you were having to talk to us here, because you're the president of the Free State Project. People want to talk to you. You've got there's a lot going on with the Free State Project today. Just recently crossing the 1,000 member in New Hampshire threshold.
Oh,
that's
yes.
Pretty exciting.
Woo!
What else is happening?
Well, that is very exciting, and in fact, we're going to have an after party a little later
tonight. Oh, perfect! Is it going
to
be here?
Celebrate. Actually, it's going to be at one of our more Agora locations, but we do have shuttles running, so people don't have to drive.
Cool.
Yeah. And I get 1,000 points for that shout out because, you know, there was a little drama. Do we take things away from the hotel? Do we keep them here? But it's actually a positive because our community has become so big that we actually have the opportunity to showcase things outside, you know, just the Crown Plaza. We have businesses to show people, and I think it's good for new movers or people who are interested to come in and to really see that, you know, we're actually putting our lives where our mouths are. We're living it.
Very cool. So what is your experience thus far with this Liberty Forum? Do you feel like, I heard earlier from the prior president of the Free State Project, Barron, that this is bigger than ever. Is that a true statement?
I believe it is. I know that we have, we sold over 340 tickets. I'm not sure. You know, there are different levels of tickets this time.
Right, so there's like a VIP, there's a non-meals ticket, there's daily passes.
Sure, and I mean, you know, certainly at the opening event, you know, we always ask this question. I remember the first time I did it at Porkfest, and I was like, hey, who here has never been to Porkfest before?
Right,
and
I asked that this time around.
You did. Yeah. I know you kind of co-opted me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I love that question. I love that question.
Well, it was just because I was so shocked at Porkfest, I had no idea, you know, because you recognize people that you know, and then you just kind of see those people, but it's really important to see the new people.
Right, you're surrounded by all kinds of new faces, and when I asked the question, and it's okay that if you asked it later, because there's always different people coming in, right? So when I asked, it was well over 50% of the crowd.
Oh, sure, except Barron, the ex-president, put his hand up, and I was like, Barron, you are not a first-time Liberty Forum.
No, margin of error.
Yes, he's our margin of error.
So what are the some of the speakers that have been most interesting to you, whether or not you've gotten to see them? What do you think are some of the highlights of this year's Liberty Forum?
Well, I stepped out from the Salatin talk, which I was very interested in. You know, we're very involved with the BARDA Forum.
You went away from the keynote speech to talk to us?
I did.
Oh, you're cute.
Because I do love my FDL.
Yeah.
But, you know, I really enjoyed Carlos Miller, obviously, because that's
great.
Sort of, you know, and that's a topic that, you know, a lot of us, it's close to our hearts, you know.
You've been arrested for video recording.
You know, and wiretapping charges. I mean, I start my depositions next month, so.
You're countersuing, you mean on the countersuing?
Yeah.
Because you are getting together with an attorney, and you're going after the state government, is that right?
Absolutely, yeah.
The state or the state?
Well, it's actually, it's a federal suit.
A federal suit against the state of New Hampshire or against
federal
the
suit against the town of Weir and
gotcha.
The PD.
Yeah.
And it's great because, you know, we're having depositions with their public defender, with their attorney, with the chief of police. And
they
I'm like,
expect that when they put you in handcuffs, did they?
Well, they should have. That part where I was yelling when they were tightening my cuffs and I was like, I will sue you, mofo.
Yes.
I am telling you that. And I did.
You're an attorney, right? Attorney is an attorney. So tell me more. I mean, what else is going on with that?
Well, right now, as I said, we're just in depositions. I'm sure my lawyer would be horrified if
say
more than that. But in terms of speakers, obviously, Carlos Miller. What I actually really appreciated about him, too, is he's not a libertarian. You know, he sort of comes from the left.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the exciting things here, you know, with Salatin, he was talking about how do we frame the message. And he's really enjoying his keynote because he doesn't often speak to people where he doesn't have to start with, government might be bad. Why can't we, like, farm our own chickens? You know, so he's, like, really going at it because he's, like...
He doesn't have to cover the ground bases first. And this one of the things that most of the people here agree on is that we don't need a whole lot of government in our lives. Some people don't think we need any, and I'm on board with those folks. But it's a great crowd of folks, and that really allows conversations to start from a completely different vantage point and perspective.
And, you know, another thing that's really exciting, and, like, I'm a people person, so I like going around and looking at the new people who are here, asking them, you know, what it will take to get you to move. And I've talked to people whose children, which I find kind of interesting, I would say they're like in their 40s and their kids are like 21, 22. And oftentimes I'll be like, well, what's holding you back from moving? And they'll say, well, my kids. I'm like, how old are your kids? I'm expecting like 12, 14. They're like 20, 22. I'm like, okay, first of all, that's not an excuse anymore. Second of all, what do your kids do? And several people have told me their kids actually work in the Agora. They're either running, like, card games at night and, you know, just making black market money because they don't want to go to college. But they figured out that, I don't know, if vices pay.
You work outside the system is usually the best way to keep the money that you earn. I mean, if you're working inside the system, they're taking a bunch of money out in taxes. And so plenty of people have the incentive that it takes to like you said, join the Agora, the open marketplace.
Sure.
And offer their products and services. And we've certainly seen plenty of that happening here. Actually, Mandrick is up in the vendor's room offering baklava for sale.
It's totally illegal
baklava.
I'm sure I'm the only person who has not had, but had at least 100 people tell them about the chocolate-covered bacon.
Yeah, that's it. It does have chocolate-covered bacon.
I haven't tried it yet, but it did look tempting today, I have to say.
It's not something you would expect to have. You know?
So is this going to happen again, Carla? Because last year the Liberty Forum didn't happen. It was an unfortunate mishap with an organizer that had never done it before, and the ball got dropped.
Right.
And Chris Lawless is back. And my understanding, he didn't get paid for this. I thought that somebody was getting paid to put this together. This is a huge task to put this event together, and I was shocked when
Herculean.
I found out he wasn't even getting like any kind of a comp, anything. I mean, obviously he gets to stay in a hotel room, I think, but that's probably about it. Incredible.
And honestly, like, I mean, I organized Porkfest for 2 years. Mm-hmm. I never got paid. I actually made a $10,000 profit the first year I ran Porkfest.
Wow, sweet. Wow.
And I've had this discussion with the board, so I don't feel bad about saying it on air. No one ever thanked me, and I was like,
you,
I will never ever make you money again, Free State Project.
And now you're the president.
And now I'm the president. See how we roll?
Well, everybody wants to fix the Free State Project, that's for sure.
It's unfixable. Look at what we have.
Well, we were talking about Jason Sorens, the founder of the Free State Project, the other night. I'm like, did you originally envision this? How could you, right? You came up with this idea, it spread out, and it's become something so awesome.
Everybody's got their own thing.
It's honestly a movement of beauty. That's all I can say. You know, a lot of people here this weekend have been talking about truth. You know, and it's not lip service. Like we live in a time of lies. Like so much of what we're fed is just honestly lies. It's corruption. It's evilness purely. I mean, I do believe that. And it's incredibly beautiful to be part of a movement that is a movement of truth and peace and happiness. And I mean, I'm going to talk about this tomorrow in my closing speech, but freedom makes people happy. If New Hampshire is the most free state in New Hampshire or in America.
Or anywhere.
I don't know. I've been to some pretty cool hedonistic places that are probably a little cooler than New Hampshire and a little warmer. But, you know, this is our home. This is what we've chosen.
There's no reason that couldn't happen here.
Well, and it is happening. And so we are creating the happiest place on earth.
I love it. And I'm proud to be part of it. And thanks, Carla, for coming on the show tonight. Always nice to hear from you. And freestateproject.org is where people can go get signed up. If you love liberty, that is. If you understand that liberty, you know, that means that you have to allow others to be free. So you also can be free. It's all about allowing people. 855-450-FREE is our number here. You can call in, bring up anything you like. More from the Liberty Forum, the 2012 edition, the final hour, is coming up in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Get in the zone!
You can prolong the life of your engine and save by doing regular oil changes yourself. And AutoZone's here to help. Right now, get a 5-plus quart jug of Mobil Super conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter at the low price of only $15.99. See store for restrictions and details. If you've never done the job yourself, it's a good time to start. Change your oil on time and on your own with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
My mom gives me a glass of Emergency Kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Ooh. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids, with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love. Find us near you at CVS, Rite Aid, and Whole Foods Market.